So, said Uncle Vernon, voice restored to full and considerable volume as he straightened up. So, you put some crackpot spell on my son so he'd hear voices and believe he was doomed to misery or something, did you? How many times do I have to tell you, said Harry, temper and voice rising together. It wasn't me. It was a couple of Dementors. A couple of... What's this, Codswallop? Dementors, said Harry slowly and clearly. Two of them. And what the ruddy hell are Dementors? They guard the wizard prison, Azkaban, said Aunt Petunia. 2 seconds ringing silence followed these words, and then Aunt Petunia clapped her hand over her mouth as though she had let slip a disgusting swear word. Uncle Vernon was goggling at her. Harry's brain reeled. Mrs. Fig was one thing, but Aunt Petunia? How do you know that? He asked her, astonished. Aunt Petunia looked quite appalled with herself. She glanced at Uncle Vernon in fearful apology, then lowered her hand slightly to reveal her horsey teeth. I heard that awful boy telling her about them years ago, she said jerkily. If you mean my mum and dad, why don't you use their names? Said Harry loudly. But Aunt Petunia ignored him. She seemed horribly flustered. Harry was stunned, except for one outburst years ago, in the course of which Aunt Petunia had screamed that Harry's mother had been a freak. He had never heard her mention her sister. He was astounded that she had remembered this scrap of information about the magical world for so long, when she usually put all her energies into pretending it didn't exist. Uncle Vernon opened his mouth, closed it again, opened it once more, shut it, then, apparently struggling to remember how to talk, opened it for a third time and croaked, So they actually exist, do they, Dementi Watsits?
Aunt Petunia nodded.
Uncle Vernon looked from Aunt Petunia to Dudley, to Harry, as if hoping somebody was going to shout, April Fool! When nobody did, he opened his mouth yet again, but was spared the struggle to find more words by the arrival of the third owl of the evening, which zoomed through the still open window like a feathery cannonball and landed with a clatter on the kitchen table, causing all three of the Dursleys to jump with fright. Harry tore a second official-looking envelope from the owl's beak and ripped it open as the owl swooped back out into the night.
Enough effing owls!
Muttered Uncle Vernon, distractedly, stomping over to the window and slamming it shut again.
Dear Mr. Potter, further to our letter of approximately 22 minutes ago, the Ministry of Magic has revised its decision to destroy your wand forthwith. You may retain your wand until your disciplinary hearing on 12th August, at which time an official decision will be taken. Following discussions with the headmaster of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, the Ministry has agreed that the question of your expulsion will also be decided at that time. You should therefore consider yourself suspended from school, pending further inquiries. With best wishes, yours sincerely, Mafalda Hopkirk, Improper Use of Magic Office, Ministry of Magic.
Harry read this letter through 3 times in quick succession. The miserable knot in his chest loosened slightly at the thought that he was not definitely expelled, though his fears were by no means banished. Everything seemed to hang on this hearing on the 12th of August.
Well,
said Uncle Vernon, recalling Harry to his surroundings.
What now? Have they sentenced you to anything? Do your lot have the death penalty?
He added as a hopeful afterthought.
I've got to go to a hearing, said Harry.
And they'll sentence you there?
I suppose so.
I won't give up hope, then, said Uncle Vernon nastily.
Well, if that's all, said Harry, getting to his feet. He was desperate to be alone, to think, perhaps to send a letter to Ron, Hermione, or Sirius.
No, it ruddy well is not all, bellowed Uncle Vernon. Sit back down.
What now? Said Harry impatiently.
Dudley! Roared Uncle Vernon. I want to know exactly what happened to my son.
Fine, yelled Harry, and in his temper red and gold sparks shot out of the end of his wand, still clutched in his hand. All three Dursleys flinched, looking terrified,